The line now stretches kilometres, the wait more than 6 hours. But people continue to come, refusing to be deterred, waiting for the moment they can pass the Queen's coffin, waiting to pay their respects. Jessica Howells travelled with her granddaughter. She saw the coronation in 1953. She wanted to say her own personal farewell.
I was around when the coronation was about. So I saw that when I was six on the little telly in my granny's room. And I thought, right, I've seen her at the beginning of her reign. I need to see her out.
There have been many who travelled in the early hours of the morning, joined the line, walked past, and are now heading home.
She has been a figurehead for a long time. And when you talk about Britain, it's the Queen.
The line now stretches a long way from Westminster Hall, over bridges, past famous London landmarks. The line itself, a new landmark of its own. The line stretches for kilometres, but the pace is actually reasonable now. But with the authorities warning, thousands more are expected in London over the weekend. The lines are going to get bigger. The wait is going to get longer. Overnight, the military held rehearsals for Monday's funeral, the gun carriage which will bear the Queen's casket rolling through the empty streets from Buckingham Palace, an empty black coffin carried into Westminster Abbey. Most of the royals have kept a low profile over the last 24 hours, but the new heir to the throne was out at Sandringham, at what was the Queen's country estate in the east of England, Prince William and Princess Catherine gathering flowers, talking to well-wishers. Back in London, it's now estimated by the authorities, more than 300,000 people will in time file past as the late Queen lies in state, meeting the expectations for a nation saying farewell. Alan Fisher, Al Jazeera, London.